is in here, leave, please, on the count of three, because I need to talk to my parents. All the niggas in here, because it's about to get real. I need to know if you guys are really ready to be my friend, because it gets real, it gets gross, it gets terrifying. Are you ready? Niggas, get the hell out. If you're a part of my job label, go right now, because it's about to get disgusting. It's about to get so fucking freaky. Get out.
Hey everyone, so we're back. Did you guys think I was never gonna come back? Well, if you thought so, then, you know, I'm not even gonna sit here and lie. I didn't think I was gonna be coming back either. So, with that being said, you know, it took some time after posting my first season of my podcast, and it was amazing in the beginning. And then I realized how tricky it was, and how opening up started making me backtrack in a way. Not only backtrack, but I really had to reground myself and re-level myself. Only for the fact that a lot of these doors that I had already started working my way through, I felt that I opened too fast. And even when I opened them and I was in a safe place, in a very different place in which I thought I was ready for just everything to be out in the open. And, you know, it's personally made me backtrack a bit. And with that being said, you know, it wasn't anything like, you know, people were coming after me, or people were like against me, or like bashing me on any kind of social media stance or anything like that. I had nothing but positive reviews and, you know, constant energy to come back. And with that being said, I am back, and I will definitely, from time to time, definitely take a break and make sure I don't wipe or drain myself out. But to keep my content very fresh, you know, I'm still going through my own personal therapy, still working out through a lot. And, you know, I still have, like I've told you guys in the past, I have a ton of letters that I wrote myself a long time ago, and even letters that I'm currently writing to myself now, because every day is a day to rebuild and remind myself I am not broken. There's days that I have to go, and I have to really ensure and remind myself that I can get through anything, not just on my own, but, you know, with the strength of my belief in religion, in the strength of family, friends, that no matter what I'm going through, I can always get through it, and I will succeed, and I will overcome, and I will knock down whatever hurdle comes my way. And it should be the same way for you. I really want to continue to let my podcast be a opportunity for people to not only hear somebody that is coming real and coming from a genuine place. Trust me, I'm not trying to become famous or anything like that. I don't even believe for this to go far. But if it does, I hope it touches a lot of people's lives. I hope that in listening to this allows other people to heal and maybe even find ways to talk more about their situation, about their story, and maybe their story will help the next person to just get through whatever they think they can't survive or get through. Because many times when you're going through, you feel that you're so alone and that there's no other gateway. And I want people to relate. Anyone that knows me and has taken the time to learn my story, or even taken time to listen to this podcast, has learned so much about me. And for those that know me very well, have probably learned a little bit more and deeper in depth about myself, or these are like confirmations and things that have sparked conversations between me and some of my very close friends. And, you know, I hope the same happens to anyone that listens to this. And with that being said, you know, welcome, 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 and welcome back to Letters to Myself over Tea. And with that, let's take a quick pause, and I truly want to welcome you all back from the bottom of my heart and rejoining me for season 2. So, many of you are probably asking, what could I possibly be coming back to talk to in season 2? Well, to kick off this season, we're going to start at a point where many people don't really realize or think about. So I'm going to paint the picture for you. So I want you to take an opportunity and I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to picture a beach. I want you to picture the ocean. And I really hope you're in a quiet place. So I really hope you can do this. And I hope you're not driving. So I'd really hope you're in a safe space to also do this. But if you can also visualize this and have your eyes open, kudos. I want to take you on a journey. I want you to visualize this beach, hearing that beautiful ocean, feeling the wind be whimsical about your skin and playing through your hair. And if you're bald, well, let it tickle about to the nape of your neck. And as you're walking through the sand, I want you to take a look down, and I want you to picture those steps forward that you're taking. And at this point, you're barefoot, so yes, you can feel the sand between your toes. And you feel the rush of the cold water as it sweeps up along the sand. And I want you to take a moment and I want you to stop walking. And I want you to take a look back at those steps. Can you picture the steps still there? Or do they fade away? Now I want to bring you back to now. And I want to talk about how we allow our steps forward to sometimes bring us back to our original state. That in the time that we sometimes believe that we've taken 5, 10, 15, maybe even 30 steps forward, we find ourselves back at our original steps. And it happens in the fact that our original steps sometimes is broken by that very moment in which we decided to stop, to look back, and then try to progress forward. This is going to be a little bit different than our normal episodes, because normally this would come out in a letter form dear to me. But this is going to be more so a conversation that I am going to have with everyone. And I think it's a perfect correlation, especially during this time in which we're going through, that as we're seeing in today's news and even on the streets, and as the conversations are becoming more and more aggressive and at a peak in which people of color are so tired, not only tired, but exhausted of the constant conversations or just the principle of saying that I matter enough, I am enough to love, I am enough to be seen, and I'm enough to be heard. That even during in this time, I was telling one of my close friends how I never thought that in 2020, I would feel or have an understanding to what many of my ancestors, my grandmother, and all of them had ever went through back in the day, in a time that I wasn't even born yet, that now in 2020, there are photos that I could put side by side in which it feels like the world has decided to take steps backwards in time when there had been so many people trying to take steps forward for progression and for better days. I bring this up to say, not only like in the time of history, but internally in our own personal lives. And some people are probably scratching their heads like, damn, that just got deep real quick. But wait a minute, like, I didn't hop on this to hear some Black Lives Matter movement stuff. And I didn't give me a moment. Let me continue. Because that's where the fault lies, is that we're quick to jump, but yet we are not quick to assess. We're not quick to listen. We are not equipped to allow one person to speak, to receive, and then for the other to then speak and then receive. We find ourselves lost in a world in which, as we're moving forward, we move ourselves back like a game of chess, only for the simple fact we corner ourselves into areas in which that we find no other faults or exits or ways to get out of, because of the fact that we've led ourselves up to a point, we've allowed ourselves to look back, and we've allowed ourselves to miss opportunities or miss seeing what has actually been there in front of us. Now, it's tough to ever say that in looking forward and moving forward, does our progression ever stop? Because in a way it does. When you feel that there is no room or no further steps that you can take, or any other ways that you can find yourself to elevate yourself for those next steps, that we find ourselves settling in just our ways. There's so much more for us to actually obtain and to actually receive and to actually allow ourselves to get to a point in which, as we move forward, we should be teaching and passing down the lessons in which we've learned, not just to the youth, but amongst each other. And that is where I tie in the correlation of the Black Lives Matter movement. In a time of sensitivity and a lot of hurt and a lot of pain, many people have forgotten how many other activists moved a movement. How their movement was structured in the development of those to understand. And even if not understanding, continued a process of education. Now, is it possible for us to do this at this current time? I do believe so. I do believe in what we're doing and the peaceful protesting and everything that many people are doing is a way to open the doors and to bring about the conversations. But now it's up to the other people that are on the other side against what is happening to actually see and understand and be heard of what we're actually saying, and for us to actually hear them. Because sometimes, even in a way, maybe our points are not getting through because one cannot understand what another person goes through, because there is not a day in which that person lives within our skin or have our understanding. And I know I'm probably going to get some backlash for this, and I know I'm probably going to get some people that are going to be highly upset and pissy at me, but it's totally understandable. In this world, I feel that my walk of progression and my steps forward is to not just drag another person along, but is to have them walk alongside me, to conversate with me, to commune with me, and to then take that and pass it along. That in my walk forward, it is to have those ugly conversations in which many people, I'm not going to say are scared to have, but are not allowing themselves to be open to have and to then sit and listen. We can't always jump to anger and to hate and to demoralize one another, or even in debate, to allow ourselves to lose ourselves in people's words. Because when we allow our emotions to get too complex and too deep and too involved, then we've already lost the first portion of our battle. And it's understandable to feel that hurt, but it's another way into showing what that hurt is and what it is actually like. So again, I talk about the steps in the sand because it's one of the biggest things that I remember growing up, especially learning about the Bible and learning about the Word. And it used to be almost in every bathroom that I can remember in my family's house, just the picture of the footsteps in the sand and how the footsteps were constantly moving. There was always steps ahead of one another, and they never stopped because that person kept walking. Jesus kept walking. But even in his walk, Jesus took about others with him. Even in the walk with Martin Luther King, MLK took thousands in his march and in his walk. In these movements, we have to open doors and we have to open barriers, and not just for ourselves, but for the reality of us to be able to commune and conversate and walk side by side and to speak about the pain that is within us. And this goes out to all my people of color. We have to be able to educate and continue to stay strong, because it is in the moment of our weakness and that we allow our enemy to see where we falter and where we are weak. And this is in a time that we have to come together, and to not only come together, but as we're drawing each other in, we draw others in, and we confront. And I've seen it in some of the videos in which some people do, they have been. They've been confronting those that have literally been vandalizing and taking away from what is actually happening out there in the peacefulness. And, you know, there are people out there that are taking propaganda and things out of control and spray painting and things of that nature. And then, of course, once one sees, then another will ride upon that emotion and continue to hurt what we built. Do I agree in which we as a people broke our backs, our ancestors broke their backs into building this country? I do believe. But do I want to witness everything that we have grown and built just burn? No. Because that is how we stop our progression and growing. And that is how we falter about in the sand, and that is where we stunt ourselves. But now let's take it into a more personal frame. In a time that I started recording this podcast, there was a moment in which I faltered, and I found myself hurting myself by re-engaging into many things that I had locked away and hid to not deal with, to not talk about. And in doing that, when the doors came blasting open, it came at a rush at me, and I didn't want to face it again. Until I saw what it was doing to me. It had reverted my steps that I had worked so hard for within therapy to make, that I was having myself backtrack and stop. Even my therapist had to tell me, in strides I grew, and then I decided to walk backwards. And walking backwards hindered me and my growth. It hindered me into moving forward and being able to know how okay I am, and how I can talk about these things, and how I can be something more than a person that feels broken, that I could possibly reach out to another person and uplift them. With this episode, I decided to start this way, in this manner. No matter how my listeners may go or how this episode may do, but I wanted to really start at a point and a place where I talked about progression, and I talked about the steps to be able to move forward and not back, and to talk about just a little bit of the movement and things that are going on in this world. And I wanted to also be able to tell someone out there that if they find themselves walking this path to a better them, don't stop. no matter what pushes against you, no matter what storm may come your way, no matter how many times you look back, when you turn that head, you keep pushing forward and don't stop. Don't let those footprints disappear within the sand and feel like you're starting all over again. You are your own strength and growth. You are your own beauty. So find that within yourself and unlock it and push forward. You deserve so much more than what you count yourself to just have and obtain. And I want you to know that even in a moment of weakness and those knees buckle, I'm gonna walk side by side with you. And I'm gonna uplift you. And we're gonna talk about all those things that make you uncomfortable. And we're gonna commune together. And we're gonna get through this. Order your steps and let it be His will. Keep your head looking high. Because you got this. And with that, that's going to be the end of our first episode of season one in a nutshell. All right, guys, I'll catch you after this break. So it's great to be back, and I really hope you guys enjoy this episode for episode one of season two of Letters to Myself over Tea. Today's tea, I actually didn't have any, but as you guys all know, one of my favorite teas is the iced peach tea lemonade from Starbucks, and if you didn't know, now you know. So, I'm dedicating this episode to my favorite tea of all, and I really hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope to have you guys back more and more and more, and as, you know, time goes along, more episodes will come, guests will be rolling in, and this project, of course, is a perfect gift of mine that I am expanding in other different avenues, so catch you guys all really soon, and I'm so happy, it's so glad to be back, and yeah, definitely miss this, and I miss all of you. I am going to do my best to stick to my Tuesday-Thursday routine, so try to bring two episodes a week. If not, then you guys will get once a week. Because I don't want to burn myself completely too out, and on top of that, yeah, I don't want to run out of material, which I doubt, because my life is a mess. So with that being said, it was so great to be back, keeping this short, keeping it very brief. Love you all. Stay blessed and highly favored. Mwah.